Okay, in theory, we're live.
Woohoo!
Okay, welcome to Pack Tactics, a 5th edition homebrew Dungeons & Dragons campaign setting. My name is Crash, and sometimes, whether you wanted to or not, sense of impending doom is a pretty good noun.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
I still disagree. Sense of impending doom is a terrible noun.
That episode came out today, by the way.
Yes.
We are all going to die.
Eventually, yes. Those of you who don't achieve godhood. But never mind about that. I am joined by a bunch of fantastic people, my friends, including but not limited to Chris, Ellie, Io, Jen, and Cindy. So, you are all back at the farm that Meepo did not buy, but it's Meepo's farm anyway, because everyone else left.
Yeah,
so Meepo's farm. Well, Meepo also left.
Yeah, but she
Meepo also left. She did.
Yes.
She went
and then Vex leave it to the kobolds and Jack.
I think so.
Sort of.
Like for winter, you know, so they don't freeze, you know.
Yeah.
Something like that.
In theory, Ross and Jackson are getting paid by Ari, but I don't know if any of you told Ari to pay them, so I don't know what's going on with that. And when the DM doesn't know, that's cause for hilarity, mayhem, or worry. Possibly.
Yeah.
Right in the center of that Venn diagram. I'm here for this content. But no matter, you were all able to make it back relatively safely from the Wizard Academy that you went to on your research trip. There may or may not have been some Wand of Fireball shenanigans that may or may not have temporarily torched ancient redwood trees that were magically growing on in an indoor arboretum.
How is it that I'm not the one that ends up doing that stuff?
Well, Zeely, as someone with an affinity for fire spells, tends to not just incinerate everything?
Yeah. Look, I'm the responsible pyromaniac.
There you go.
That's an out-of-context like D&D quote right there.
Yeah, that's good.
Maybe I should change the episode title. But never mind about that. So it's actually been several days, if not, it might be even be a week, since you got back. In which time Marwise has been doing more research and collection of notes and going and visiting Fiddle Punch and looking over maps and charts and stuff. She gathered a lot of information from your hunting expedition, which was great. But the question is, now that you have all these puzzle pieces, how do they fit together? And as you look at these metaphorical puzzle pieces, there's more than four corners to this puzzle. So it's not a rectangle or square. It takes some doing, and you're not entirely sure that they're all from the same box. It's not matching the picture on the cover at the very least. I'm stretching this metaphor much further than its elasticity should allow. With that said, you do have a bit of a lead where there may have been another sort place of power for Tiamat on Circulus, in addition to the temple that had sunk beneath the waves. The good news is it existed in the fields of Numeria, which was a bit of a breadbasket for the Circulian Empire back in the day. The good news is you know this. The bad news is the fields of Numeria don't exist anymore. Oops. Turns out that wasn't their original name. Nemer was a younger brother to the emperor at the time. And he got it in his head that he was going to become the emperor.
Oh, no.
As one
does.
That's
never a good sign.
Or maybe start his own empire over here. Like, just a little bit south of the capital. But that's okay, right?
Oh dear.
Yeah, the...
It's never okay, is it?
No. Perhaps someone could have tapped him on the shoulder and said, "This is a really bad idea and you should feel bad." Maybe someone did. Maybe they didn't live to see the results. Some of this stuff is lost to the sands of time. You're not quite sure. Bottom line is, the Emperor didn't really have a familial bond with his brother that much. Not enough to spare him or the area that he claimed as his own. The Fields of Nemuria came up against the mountain chain that goes through the center of the entire ring of Circulus. And at the end of the rebellion slash coup, or whatever you want to call it, a collection of powerful spellcasters were gathered to create an additional chain of mountains around the Fields of Nemuria, cutting it off entirely, which also cut it off from any sources of water.
Yeah. Wow.
So that area, for the limited time that it continued to be known of, was then referred to as Nimir's Folly. And there's been a few expeditions to that area, not a whole lot, but there's tales of monsters and stuff. That sounds familiar, I'm sure. Source of power for Tiamat, possibly? People go there, they find monsters. Everyone dies. Yeah. So the good news is you know this. The bad news is there's not exactly a teleportation circle that you know the coordinates for where you can just, you know, hop in to take a scouting expedition. You're going to have to hoof it the hard way.
Well, that's something I guess we're going to have to do.
There is a shortcut, but not it takes you all the way there, but you can make your way fairly quickly at this point to De Perfecta with a little bit of help from some gnomish friends of yours. And as I said, Nemuria is south of De Perfecta somewhat, but it's a much shorter journey than, say, hopping on a train here.
How much shorter of a journey? Like, how long would it take us to get to De Perfecta from with the gnomes? And some of you're talking about
there. Well, they could get you there this afternoon.
Wow.
Earlier, but you just had lunch and you won't enjoy the experience.
Oh, dear.
And then everyone went silent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we should probably take it, but I'm getting the feeling that the scenario where we're basically just strapped into a trebuchet and let launch is probably better than what we're actually going to be facing.
Has Kendrick ever been to De Perfecta? Or near it?
That's a very good question. He's your character, so your backstory is really up to you. But Lucanidae has zero interest in going to any major city. So in his time apprentice to Lucanidae, no.
Okay, that would be the only time we would have actually went there. So
we're going to look for Tiamat today?
Well, you won't get there today. You can get to De Perfecta today. Yeah. You're not going to get to Nemuria today. You're still going to have a few days of travel before you get to the mountain ranges that surround it. Then you have to go through the mountains.
Okay, so whoever's explaining this to Gox, Gox is just nodding his head like, uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Has no idea.
I'm thinking.
By the way, the trebuchet does not have the range that you require.
Has to be the full catapult.
The trebuchet is more powerful than the catapult. But they're still working on the parachutes. They don't deploy at the right height.
Oh.
The good news is they can use them again. They never opened.
Recycling.
For sale. 5 parachutes. Used once, never opened.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to think, what's the biggest thing I can whale chip in?
Giant eagle?
No, CR level. I don't think I can do 50.
A better frog.
I was thinking rock, actually, but I don't think I can do 50.
I would allow you to wild shape into an ROCK rock. Because then you could ask, are you ready to?
Or can you smell what it's cooking?
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, did Kendrick level up his cooking skills? Is he at least up to the Pandaria cooking levels?
Oh, never mind. Darn, I had a really good idea. No, it's not. Because we're one level short of it working.
Well, if only you had a bunch of side quests to do before you could get there that would allow you to level up.
I was going to polymorph into a rock and fly us there.
Oh, the bird. That makes a lot more sense.
Bird. The gargantuan monstrosity with 120 foot flight.
Yeah, that kind of rock does not fly like a stone.
No. But need to be either, for polymorph, need to be 15.
Okay. Well, it's up to you if there's anything you want to do before you leave. Otherwise, Fiddle Punch is doing what he can to prepare his own teleportation circle.
It didn't actually register to me until very recently that Zeely could potentially make magical items.
I am intrigued and terrified. Although it's not the first time, it wouldn't be the first time we had a player character make a magical item.
Thanks, did it.
Yep. He made a bow that allowed him to cast.
Took him like Hunter's a month, Mark. Though, didn't it?
Yeah, it takes on average a month. And you pretty much have to be doing nothing else. Sorry?
It says that multiple characters can combine their efforts if each meets the level prerequisite.
Yes.
We have a lot of spellcasters in this party.
All but one, yeah.
I would require you to do additional time if Gox helped.
Yeah, let's
The month turned into three.
Even if you were trying to create a magical item that did radiant damage on attack, for the last time, Gox, you don't just do radiant damage to the battle axe. But I'm helping.
Right.
Oh no.
Ooh. Ooh. I have an actual idea that Gox might like at some point. Okay.
I do like that there's this quest you have to do, but you're all like, oh, wait, but I could do this instead.
Well, I was thinking at some point I could channel a blight into Gox's weapon so that he did additional necrotic damage.
Can you do blight and radiant on the same weapon, though? I mean, the radiant's coming from you. Yeah, that's right. I'm not sure if he knows that, but that's okay.
So the blight, the necrotic would come from the weapon, but the radiant comes from you.
Then it can be done.
And I'm sure the DM wouldn't do anything untoward if you tried to use necrotic and radiant damage at the same time.
Oh,
that's
dear.
Why I wanted to do it.
Oh, dear.
Because I know how your twisted mind works.
You don't always.
I'm getting better at it, though.
You're getting better at it, yes. But every now and then I reveal a monkey wrench that was in the plan and you didn't see it coming. Like when you used a wand of fireballs in a forest.
Yep.
I stand by, if I knew the layout of that place and had a map, I would never.
Yeah, who knew that trees were that close together in a forest?
Oh dear.
I thought we were still at the entrance. I'm sorry.
I'm just marveling, and we had this conversation before we started recording and broadcasting tonight, that the fire was not caused by Zeely. Again. And since it was technically inside Wizard Academy, there was a fire retardant foam that came out of nowhere and put everything out. So, you know, it's all good. No one got seriously burned, not even your target, because
yeah,
the target
but we
wasn't
killed him
the fire
anyway.
Damage. Well, you kind of did, yes. That was a monkey wrench in my plan. I was planning on having them become the recurring villain for this campaign, they were going to be the equivalent of Faba. But no.
No.
You just murdered him.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, if only he was some type of fiend that rematerialized in the Nine Hells so that I could have him come back anyway. Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
Well, he was.
We defeated him once with the power of dance, and we can do it again.
The power of dance. Oh, that's great.
Does your character have inspiration? Because if not, she does.
She already did, but thank you.
The only way that comment could be better is if it was the power of interpretive dance.
I'll go find the club.
All right. So anything else you want to do before you go on a magical adventure?
Gox is ready to adventure.
Marwise is ready.
Okay, I'm going to have to watch that.
Chris is posting videos of Critical Role, episode 107, into Discord. Not clicking that button yet.
Not yet.
Caliph does interpretive dance.
Gotta love Kiki.
Of course there's an episode where they do actual interpretive dance. Okay.
She talks all the way through it as well, so there was no point.
Is this the same episode where she insults the grass?
It was a tree, and yes, I think so.
I've heard the recording that there is an episode where she literally yells at the grass.
I mean, she melted it
twice, once with kittens and once with tickles. I don't know where that's from, and I think if I knew where it was from, it would ruin the moment. I'm okay with this. Okay, so if there's no other things that you want to do, Fiddle Punch. Yes?
I am going. Zili is going to. Where exactly are we? Is Fiddle Punch's tower?
It's in the northern end of Coomeridge, up a well maintained set of stairs going up into the mountains.
Okay. Zili is going to start work on an immovable rod, which she will take with her. She can take the materials with her, I assume.
I want to stop for a moment and bask in the irony of...
She's taking an immovable rod with her?
No, she's taking the beginning of an immovable rod with her.
Okay. They say you can't take it with you. It turns out Gox is crafting an unstoppable force.
And by crafting, we mean is.
So far.
It is. I will tell you that if you are taking it with you on the adventure, it's going to take a lot longer than a month. But, all right. So, as you gather in Fiddle Punch's tower, he does take you not to the teleportation circle that you went to before. This one's on a different floor. Yes?
Sorry, I haven't finished. It says that other people can contribute. Would it be possible to have multiple people working on it, like, a couple hours? Sorry, I shouldn't do this while we're recording.
Will it double our spell slots?
It's going to depend on a few factors. Like Chris asked about spell slots, some portions of it involve spell casting. Some parts of it just involve crafting the materials. If you want to spend time working on it, it's going to be something where that's the only thing you're doing that day.
Okay. All right, never mind then.
Now, for RP purposes, we can say that you're tinkering with it. As a sorcerer, Zili figured out everything she knows how to do on her own without necessarily being taught how to do it. So we could say she's working on a movable rod. And Do I got it? No.
That's occasionally, fair enough.
Occasionally, she triggers it, and it does seem to work for a few seconds. And everyone looks and sees that she's, like, several feet behind everyone else now. This would work better if all the kobolds were riding in a cart, the way the other party is.
We should acquire a cart.
You could have better frogs driving it.
Like, we should really acquire something like that.
I will keep that in mind as the DM. Okay.
We're being trebucheted to De Perfecta, right?
Fiddle Punch takes issue with the notion of trebucheting you there, because he hasn't worked the bugs out of that yet. This is more of a teleportation circle, but it's not the kind that you've seen before. That's on a different floor. This one, there's a lot more gears involved. And strange whirring machinery and electrodes that have lightning going between them for no other reason than having lightning going between them. At one point, Fiddle Punch admits that part is really just there because it looks cool.
Well, that's the cornerstone of gnomish engineering.
Yes,
that's the cornerstone of a lot of things.
That and the 85% chance of success. Yes. He's called in a favor with a friend of his that is also a gnome that has a workshop just outside of De Perfecta on the side of De Perfecta that goes towards this area of mountain range that you want to head towards. They're a little eccentric, though, so maybe smile and nod a bit, and then he realizes that he's talking to kobolds, and okay, maybe don't smile. Because that's
but
a lot of
teeth. My smile is so charming.
Yes, to people who have spent a lot of time with kobolds, you are absolutely right. To everyone else, it looks like you're about to attempt to rip their throat out. So maybe,
that's a kind of diplomacy.
Yes, it is a kind of diplomacy. But he's called in a favor for this, so maybe
so,
don't.
Yeah, well.
Smile and nod and bid them adieu and then be on your way. And don't touch anything. For your sakes, probably. Might be a good idea. Probably. All right, please keep all hands and feet and wings inside the teleportation circle at all times. And none of you have eaten anything in the past hour, right?
I look at Gox.
Everyone looks at Gox.
We had more time to eat, so I'll be fine.
Okay. Hold on to your butts, and Fiddle Punch presses a button. I realized the entire time I wasn't doing Fiddle Punch's voice, but oh well.
That's all right.
And a bunch of metal rods shoot up through the floor and down from the ceiling. They rotate around you. There is lightning everywhere because it looks cool. Fiddle Punch pulls a lever. A trapdoor opens next to him. He's fine. And Gox, give me a constitution save.
Oh, no. Okay. 16. No. Yeah, 16 on the dice.
Okay. You plus managed to hold on to your lunch.
Plus 7.
Oh. Good. See, I was fine.
Yes. Now, your cheeks do bulge out briefly. But you managed to swallow that back down.
Sounds about right, though.
Yes. I will let you RP whether or not it tasted better the second time.
It tastes like gruel.
Don't make me make everyone else roll a constitution save. Well, except for Kendrick. Kendrick has no idea what gruel are.
No idea. Right. But Gox has eaten gruel, so he can compare.
Yeah. Although technically he ate gruel while shapeshifted, so it's not quite the same
thing.
Yes,
so
different taste buds.
Disgusting. Yeah.
Yes. My cat is viciously trying to attack some dice.
Oh.
He's not protecting me. He's protecting you.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as the bright flash of light fades from your eyes, you find yourself in a similar but very different teleportation circle. Still looks like it's all crafted out of machinery and stuff, but all the machine parts are in different areas. And you hear a voice from behind some piece of machinery that you cannot discern its purpose whatsoever. Go, hello? Did it work? Did it work? Did it work?
It worked! Here we are!
Ah! Wonderful! Bye. Wonderful!
We're here.
Did anyone lose any fingers or toes?
Nope.
Are you sure? Oh my gosh, you've all turned into hideous monsters!
What?
Where? It's okay. Where? I could probably reverse this.
No,
We're not hideous monsters.
We just look like this. We've always looked like this. It's okay.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, it's affecting your memory too.
Does everyone else look normal?
You all look like kobolds, the same you always looked like.
Okay.
I mean, Zelia has sprouted some wings, which is a bit weird.
Right.
But you've gotten used to that.
I am going to quickly, but otherwise nonchalantly, get out of the teleportation circle before this guy tries to fix us.
I'm going
to
follow. I'm just going to follow whoever moves.
Okay. Well, the gnome on this end is wearing some goggles that look similar to what someone might use if they were welding something. You're not quite sure what color their hair is supposed to be, but they look like they were on the wrong side of an explosion. They are covered in soot and char marks. You're fairly certain that some of their hair is still smoking.
Sorry, I'm just laughing at that.
Yes, very much. You're getting a very strong Doc Brown vibe. But imagine grungier. Much grungier.
Okay.
The smell of burnt hair is filling this entire room right now. And he greets you and, well, if you don't mind and he's just waving his hand around to signal he's talking about all of you, as mm-hmm. you are. It's you sure no one lost any body parts that I might be able to study for side effect? Nope. Sure.
Nope. All in one piece. This is just this. We're kobolds. This is what we look like.
Okay.
Are you saying we're not adorable? And Zelia sort of bats her eyes and tries to look adorable.
Give me a charisma check.
Straight charisma?
Yes.
Okay. I rolled a natural 1. Five.
You are, Sally
does the thing that she was told not to and grins.
Oh, no.
Wide.
You are, very clear, and I say this with all honesty, cross my gnomish heart, you are the most charming winged lizard thing I've seen today.
Wonderful.
Good thing you weren't here yesterday. I mean, so is there anything else I can do for you? Nope. Okay. Well, off you go. Have fun. Have fun storming the castle or wherever you're going. And you are promptly shooed out the door and you find yourself outside of a modest bungalow that looks a lot smaller on the outside than it did on the inside.
All right, we should actually prepare for our expedition for once.
Okay, what do we need?
Transportation.
All right, so I'm looking around to see if I see anything that looks like transportation.
We need to buy it.
Oh, okay. Well, where do we go for that?
Into the city, I think.
I'm looking around to see if I see a city.
You see rolling hills.
We're near De Perfecta. It's somewhere around here.
Okay, so we walk there and then buy transportation.
Did any of you remember to grab a map?
Wait, I think I have a trait that's good for this sort of circumstance. I'm not sure. Let's see. A thing where is it? Aha! Background feature, Wanderer. You have an excellent memory for maps and geography, and you can always recall the general layout of terrain, settlements, and other features around you.
Okay. Well, you were shown a map before coming here. De Perfecta is to the north, but there is also a small village to the south that would be in the same general direction that you have to head anyway. So up to you if you want to go north and get a wider variety of supplies, or go south and think you can find something along the way.
We have to go through some mountains, don't we?
Eventually, yes. The mountains are to the south, but further to the south.
Do we know if there's going to be like an easy to traverse path, or are we possibly in for some climbing?
There's definitely going to be some traversing. There, from what you were able to research, are no blazed trails through the mountains. The whole idea of creating an additional mountain range to wall off that one area was to make sure it was the equivalent of salting the earth on which it stood, only more vengeful.
So ponies and horses probably aren't going to be able to travel through.
Alice in chat is suggesting goat mounts.
Oh.
Goats are a good idea.
If only Vex was here.
Yeah.
I love Barnabas.
Yeah.
That goat went through so much.
It sure did.
Oh, by the way, Zeely is going to... one moment. I need to take a look at the spot we are. Is there like a... what kind of path is there?
Where you are now, there is a... it's kind of giving a bit more... one could argue that there is a path near this bungalow, but it's kind of out of the way. You think you see a way that you could... if you went to the east a little bit, there is a trail, question mark, that goes north and south. It might go off in other directions, but from where you are, it's hard to tell.
So, dirt path?
It's mostly grassy in spots, but yeah. Gnomes, as a rule, don't tend to make areas that...
from the path counts as an associated object?
A what from the path?
Dirt. Associated object to the path.
In what context?
Being able to teleport back. Oh, I could ask for something from inside the thing. Wait, is the teleportation circle a circle that can be teleported to?
Give me an Arcana check.
Also, as long as there's a tree there, I can get us back.
Does the tree need to be alive?
No, just needs to be a tree big enough to get us all in, and because we're kobolds, it doesn't have to be.
Okay, well, there is a fairly large tree that is nearby. It looks like it's been struck by lightning a lot.
Natural 20 plus 2.
A natural 20 for your Arcana check. All right. So your sense from this teleportation circle was that it's more mechanical in nature than arcane in nature. So you're not sure that your spell work would be able to get you to teleport to that.
Okay.
I would allow you, if you're looking for something that's in the vicinity that you'd be able to use as a reference point, to pick up a paving stone that's outside of the bungalow.
A paving stone. That's useful.
Okay, it is also scorched like it's been struck by lightning a lot.
That probably helps. Makes it more associated with this place. Seeley puts it... sorry.
You're fairly certain that if kobolds had hair, your hair would be standing on end due to the sense of charge that exists in the atmosphere around here.
Nice place.
The ions are not shy.
Seeley puts the stone into her bag of holding.
Okay.
Well, I think we need to figure out where we're getting our supplies.
Indeed.
Yes.
You're going to find a wider variety of supplies in the city, but that is further away. You're definitely going to find fewer supplies to the south, but you won't be doing any backtracking.
Yeah, but we can teleport right back here, and I mean, it sounds like we're pretty much going to need something like donkeys or maybe goats.
Baby goat. Doo, 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 doo.
Oh, no.
Apparently, they're very good for practicing yoga.
There's a place where I live that actually has that going on.
That's why I brought it up. Because that place has made the rounds on social media.
Oh, I bet it has. Yeah. I could probably get to that, but I don't know.
And I thought the cold yoga place near where I lived was weird.
There you go.
So yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to use standard horse or pony for traversal. Donkeys might even be pushing it, so... Yeah, if we're looking for mounts, it's probably goats or nothing, to be honest.
I will not even require a roll to tell you that as kobolds, another thought occurs to all of you. There might be tunnels.
I was going to say, we don't have to go over the mountains necessarily.
The bear went over the mountains. The kobolds just might go through.
Tunneling. Well, it's something we're good at.
Do you think they're kobolds out here? Because that gnome didn't seem to know what we were. But, like, maybe there are, and then maybe they have a tunnel.
Everyone but Gox gets the idea that this guy doesn't see a lot of visitors.
Yeah. There might be. And I suppose we could try and talk to them if there were.
Well, yeah, they're kobolds. That should be easy.
Oh, God, you're very idealistic.
What's idealistic?
It means you see the best in people.
Oh, okay. I like that. That works. So now we're looking for tunnels?
Well, you got to get to the mountains first.
Okay.
I think we should probably go to the city first. Sorry, my dogs are being loud.
That's right.
So that we can actually get any supplies that we need and not have to rely on luck if we go south first.
So that begs the question of, aside from transport, what supplies are we looking at?
Well, unless you want me trying to mold earth our way through all that, we're going to need things that might help us find tunnels, like, say, maps.
Maybe the city has a map.
And
Marwise, you in particular are aware that, like, the information that you were able to find in doing this research, it's not exactly very common knowledge. You had to go to a wizard school library to find a lot of it. You're not going to find maps of... If you go to a street corner and you find someone willing to sell you maps to various minions of Tiamat's homes, chances are that map is going to be fake. You're not going to just find random maps that lead you through the mountains.
All right, so yeah, chances of us finding a reliable map are low. Transport
even
to
the outside.
A lot of caves form naturally, but don't go very deep in. And transportation isn't very useful unless we can reliably find a tunnel.
It would still be useful to know what people do know about the area.
That you would probably get more information in the village to the south that you'll be going past anyway.
Oh, sure.
But Are you in agreement that you're going to go north for the supplies? Now you're just thinking about what else supplies you need?
Yep.
Well, a map's not very useful, and transportation isn't very useful unless we find a reliable tunnel. And those are the only supplies we've managed to come up with. That's why I kept asking, is trying to figure out if it's worth going to the larger city for any of those big things, or if we should just go south, gather some intel, and maybe try our luck there.
Well, with the use of a spell slot, you're not going to have to be backtracking. Sorry, I talked over EO.
Healing potions.
All right, fair enough.
That you'll definitely have to get in the city. Small towns don't tend to have apothecaries.
Exactly.
To the large city, then.
Potions would be useful.
All right.
If other people are agreed.
Okay. Yeah.
On the way to De Perfecta, you are attacked by a Tarrasque attached to a balloon, but you were able to pop the balloon.
Oh, no.
And it just sails off into the stratosphere going, "Wee!" That was a random encounter for this adventure. All right. But otherwise, your trip to De Perfecta is without incident. Well, for you, it's without incident. Every now and then on the trail, you pass some lone trader or farmer with a cart full of cabbages or something that immediately sees five lizard people walking down the road, freaks and runs away, or, you know, does whatever. But I guess you just look at them funny and continue on your way. This is where someone says that's how they always look, but, you know, whatever. All right. So you get to De Perfecta, and as we've covered before, De Perfecta is kind of a melting pot. So there's a few people who stare a little bit, but mostly you're just treated like everyday citizens, your everyday people. Yes, Cindy, that is exactly what I was going for. my cabbages! I love that.
I couldn't find a gif of that exactly, so I had to settle for this.
I loved how later on in Avatar The Last Airbender, they're seeing a play done of their lives, and as they cite their sources for how they got all this information about the Avatar and his companions, one of the sources was, and one surprisingly knowledgeable cabbage vendor.
I remember that.
That was a glorious episode. But that said, welcome to De Perfecta. What do you want to buy? Go ahead and buy it.
Potions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, potions was the big one.
Okay.
A map of this side of the mountainside couldn't hurt, but not the top priority.
Well, your average potion of healing is going to cost you about 50 gold pieces.
Okay.
And that'll do 2d4 plus 2 hit points for healing.
Okay. Did we find any?
You find almost immediately two different alchemist shops that are opposite each other on the same street. And they are both advertising sales for potions of healing. They also seem to be remarkably multicolored, as if there may have been things thrown at one shop or another from the other shop.
Oh no.
On closer inspection, some of the multicolored areas don't seem to necessarily be structural components of the shops anymore. You're pretty sure part of it's growing feathers.
The shop itself is growing feathers?
Part of it is. The area that's growing feathers looks pretty much like it's a splash impact from something.
Oh, fascinating!
Well, at least they're not tossing alchemist fire at each other.
There's some scorch marks. You might not want to ask questions.
Noted.
So which shop do we go into?
I'm going to start with Baba Yaga's House of Potions.
All right.
I'm going to follow Daldane.
You walk between the giant chicken feet.
Zayli also follows Daldane.
There is a... now, you're kobolds. You deal with aging differently. You haven't spent a lot of time around humans altogether, but you're fairly certain that the person behind the counter in this shop is either a small child or an elderly woman.
Seely waves.
She makes her insight check, realizes that you are possibly a customer, and puts down the vial that she was about to throw in your direction. You're not from next door, are you?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay, good. Customers?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Okay. What can I do for you?
We need to go to, what was the place called again?
Well, this is the apothecary, so we should probably pick up our potions here. I doubt the potion seller also doubles in maps.
Well, no, probably not, but...
No, I don't have any potions that make maps anymore.
Anymore? Sold fresh out.
How about healing potions?
Healing potions? Yep, got plenty of healing potions. How many healing potions do you want? 20? 50? 250?
That's a lot of healing potions.
How about a barrel of healing potion? I got a barrel.
That's a cost lot effective. Of healing potions.
Only you have to use it all at once. That's a bit tricky.
Hmm.
We can't just put a tap in it and drink it at the evening like a keg.
Ooh, that's an idea. She pulls out a notebook and a quill pen and starts writing frantically in it. She gets halfway through the sentence when she realizes she needs ink. So she pulls over a vial, takes the stopper out, dips the pen in, starts writing again. The quill pen decides it doesn't like this treatment, grows legs, and starts to walk away. After which she looks at the vial and says, "Oh, that wasn't ink. Sorry. Oh."
So how many healing potions do you guys want?
I personally don't carry any around because I can turn all my spell slots into healing spells, so...
I am also capable of doing that.
So, yeah, so unless I'm unconscious, at which point my own potions won't do me much good, I don't see much point in carrying it, but everyone who's not a healer maybe have, like, two or three on you.
Well, I forgot how to cast a certain spell so I could turn it into... Look, it's complicated sorcerer things, but I can't cast false life anymore.
I also do not actually have any currency, as apprenticing for Lucanity is not lucrative.
Oh, I've got money. It's okay. We can buy some potions if you want.
You are paid in room, board, and beetle carcasses. Which was also the board.
Okay, so maybe I need, like, three potions, and then I'll carry a couple more for other people, just in case.
Okay, game mechanics-wise, the potions of healing cost 50 gold each.
Okay, so he wants, I don't know, 8 of them?
Okay. So that'd be 400 gold.
Okay, he's got it, I just can't subtract it from the sheet.
Math is hard.
Definitely. Is hard. Yes.
On my end, I don't know how it sounded on your end, but on my end, we said yes at the exact same time.
And probably. We've accurate. Done this before.
Yeah. Considering considering we both have the exact same art background.
Yeah.
Yes. This is kind of how it works.
Yep.
Okay. Let's open your character sheet. You're Gox, not Sox.
Right.
This is thrilling radio, by the way.
Mm-hmm. That's what editing is for.
Yes! Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, type in 400. We're going to remove, not add. Okay, bad news. You only have 5,200 gold remaining.
Well, he's fine with that.
Okay.
How many did I say I was adding?
You're getting 8 potions of healing.
Okay, let me figure out how to add. Maybe manage equipment? Add. Okay, I can possibly do this. Potion healing. Let's see.
The wizened old crone behind the counter does offer you a discount if you buy a hog's head of healing potions, but it's the actual head of a hog. And after what you saw happen to her quill pen, you're dubious that this would be a sound investment.
Maybe not. Okay, I'm seeing potion of healing greater, superior, and supreme. That's all I'm seeing.
You're not seeing normal.
Is any of those right? No.
It's just basic healing potions. It's just potion of healing.
Basic?
No basic, just potion of healing.
Okay. Potion of healing.
It's a white item. So
yeah, I'm not
seeing...
The
colored ones show up very well because they're all fancy colors, but... Potion of Healing is this black text on a white background. I found it.
I'm not seeing. You found it? Can you add it?
Yeah.
Just add. How many did we figure it was? 8, right?
Yeah, you're getting 8.
Okay.
And add item. Equipment added. If you refresh the page, you should have it.
Okay. Gox is all set.
Okay.
Anyway, since I can quicken my spells, that means I can presumably both spell cast and drink a potion if I need to. So I figured it would be useful to have some potions.
All right.
Makes sense. I'm going to go see if I can find us some goats in a cart or a carriage.
Okay.
I'll go with. That sounds fun.
So to speed things up, because we have been recording for a little over an hour now, should take a break soon, but I'd like to get the supply buying done on this side of the break. You can find carts, you can find goats. Finding a cart that's small enough to be pulled by goats is tricky if you want to also be able to ride in the cart.
Can we ride the goats?
You can, but they might not be able to pull the cart as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Also, depending on how many goats is, you might have issues.
You were saying?
I said how tricky is tricky. Is it can't do it, or is it...
Most of the carts you're finding are designed to be pulled by donkeys or horses. The goats that you find tend to be more along the lines of you would be purchasing them for a food source. Now, for kobolds, you could probably ride them. A small halfling would probably be able to do it as well. But that is not what most of the residents of De Perfecta use goats for.
And I take it as a result, these goats haven't exactly been trained as pack animals.
As mounts, you're right.
Probably not.
So
they'd be adorable.
It would be, but in that case, it sounds like we have to decide whether we're going to bet on finding a tunnel that the donkeys can take us through.
Yeah, let's get some donkeys in a cart. And if the donkeys can't take us through the tunnel, then we'll leave the donkeys outside the tunnel.
Sounds like it might work.
All right, sounds good to me.
I'm going to look up prices for donkeys now. I have failed my investigation check. It suggested donkey prince. I don't think that's what I'm looking for.
Donkey or mule, 8 gold pieces apiece.
There you go. You found it seconds before me. But you're
and right. A card is 15 gold.
Okay. Those are the prices.
So what do you say? A couple donkeys and a... cart that's built for him?
Sounds good. They'll probably know how to pull it then.
Well, I hope so.
Sounds good to me, but it's also not my money, so don't want to weigh too heavily on it.
Well, I don't mind. It's just money. I mean, you use it to help people.
All right, so 31 gold later?
Make it 33, and you've also got enough hay to last a couple days for the donkeys.
Okay.
And also enough food for the kobolds. And you've got enough bags of holding that I'm not going to say it has to all fit in the cart.
I can make food and water whenever we need it.
All right. Anything else you want to buy in town?
Mm-hmm. Gox thinks he's done.
Okay. And make sure you use the bathroom before you leave town, because we're not turning this cart back around. Make sure you have enough batteries for your Game Boy. All right. Well, as I said, we've been recording for over an hour. You want to take 5 and then start back up at your next destination?
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
That's 4 yays and 1 abstain. So, everyone who's listening, we'll be back in just a little bit. Right, in theory, most of us are back.
Woohoo!
Yay! All right. EO had to take a breather, unfortunately, but the rest of us are here. And you have had a wonderful experience. Someone give me an animal handling check for the donkeys.
Okay.
Whoever wants to.
I have a plus 4.
Ooh.
I've got some bad news for you. Gox rolled first.
Yeah, I rolled the 13.
And what's your animal handling?
0.
Okay, a 13 is sufficient. You're not riding the donkeys off into battle. That would be a higher roll.
Right, yeah.
You're just trying to keep them on the path and have them not think too much about the fact that creatures that resemble alligators, very strongly resemble alligators, are in charge of their lives now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That is, by the way,
distracted by Discord. Sorry.
Thank you, Ellie, for that particular image. Emperor's New Groove is, of course, the best Disney movie. Emperor Cusco is my favorite Disney princess. All right. So you are able to travel down this path pretty well. At some points, it's a decent road. In other places, it's more of a dirt path with mud all over the place. But you're kobolds. You're fine. It's another day and a half of travel when you consider going north and then back south again. The cart is unfortunately too wide to use a druid cheaty spell to get through. There are no trees that are wide enough for that. Walking single file, you're fine, but the cart's not going to make it. But never mind. A day and a half later, you are coming up to an area where it looks like there's some rivers that are nearby that are heading towards the mountains, which you're not too surprised about. Considering the story that Marwai's found about the origin of this particular mountain chain and how it was raised up to block off sources of water. Matter of fact, the town you're coming up towards looks like it's built on the edge of a swamp. And as you approach, you see a sign that says that the town you're approaching is called Magna Mater. MAGNAMATOR.
It's the Magna Mater.
You can leave, but you'll be back.
this.
And I'm not quite sure why there's an otter in Discord, but I'm here for this content.
I posted it under Magnum PI because that's what I first heard. Magnum otter.
I truly it. Value the time that I get to spend with you, my friends. This is glorious. Okay.
Okay,
so at this point, you can choose what you're going to do in regards to this town. You can try to go around it, or you can try to go right through it. Or you can turn around and go home. I mean, that is always an option.
Going around it requires going through the swamp, right?
True, but you might have to go through the swamp anyway. You don't know exactly how large the swamp is.
Well, I'm in favor of at least going through the swamp less. So, let's try going into town.
Let's see what the town is like.
Okay. Now, you are kobolds, and this town is probably a human settlement. So, how do you intend to approach said town?
Well, Gox is thinking. Just go right in. That's what Gox is thinking.
Gox decides the best way to approach the town is by letting them know that you're a friend, by running in, announcing your presence while holding your battle axe over your head to let them know that you're not chopping at them.
Oh, no.
If they start getting nervous, we can just ask Daldane to play a song as we travel through.
And make sure you smile.
Make sure you smile.
Okay. So you're not going to attempt to be stealthy at all?
Well,
I don't know if Gox can.
This I was going to say, we've got a cart with two donkeys and also a barbarian.
Yeah.
Might not be easy to be just stealthy. A barbarian, a specific barbarian.
Right.
Okay. Well, you don't get very close to town before you hear a bell ringing and the sounds of a few people screaming.
That doesn't sound good.
Wonder what scared them.
They're more angry screams than run and hide screams.
Let's go find out.
Okay.
All right. Well, as you get closer to town, you don't see anyone.
Huh. Where'd the people go?
Well, there's a lot of closed doors and closed windows and stuff laying around like it was dropped recently. Is there a what?
I was going to say, is there a bell? Can we see where the bell ringing was coming from?
Give me a perception check.
Okay, the one I'm bad at.
Yes, I did. I specifically picked perception in order to spite you. And an 8 fulfills that purpose. All right, so you don't see a bell, but there is a rather tall building that is further down the road that enters the town that looks like it might have a bell tower. So that's a possibility.
Okay.
How about we just put Daldane in the cart and have her play her concert for them while we travel by?
I can perform. I'm happy to perform.
Okay. Performance check.
27.
Ooh. All right. Well, with a 27, you are not immediately pincushioned by arrows. And like an ice cream truck full of monsters. Alice, you're not even part of this campaign, but you have you have inspiration. Congratulations, you are the second non-participant to get inspiration for this campaign.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I am here for this content. All right. Anyone who cares to give me a perception check, let me know if you get above 15.
Okay. Hit something. Okay, I need to move things off my desk because I keep running into things. Okay, try again. Let's see. I have rolled a 5 and perception is +5, so no. I have a 10.
Okay, and Marwai's got a 7.
Is Kendrick still with us?
Kendrick is. I don't know about Chris.
I think he's asleep.
I think he's probably asleep.
Yeah.
Okay, time to put death metal on the stream.
I could find you some.
All right. And that's a 9 for Daldane. So you don't notice anything. But you're not exactly attracting negative attention. And at this point, you have found what's pretty much the center of town. There is a well that's right in the middle of town. It does appear to be somewhat overgrown. There's a lot of moss on the stones that form the cylinder that comes up out of the ground. And what looks to be some thorn bushes that are growing over lots of it as well.
Huh. Well, I'd say we continue on.
Yeah, that seems like a good idea. I'll keep singing Sweet Home out Edralanka until we get out of here.
All right. Give me another performance check for your way through the other half of this town.
Not quite as good, but still 16.
16, yeah, that's not too bad. Give me another perception check.
Who?
Anyone.
Okay.
Anyone not sleeping.
Yeah. Well. Oh, look at that.
Hello.
Got a dirty 20.
Okay.
Nice.
So, Marwise, you do notice that there are people in the houses, go figure. They're peeking through windows that are open just slightly and stuff like that. They're not letting themselves be seen, but they're not coming out to attack you, which is slightly better than you've encountered in a few other towns. I mean, also, the houses are not trying to eat you, which is better than what took place in at least one town.
Yeah, we had that happen, too.
I'll give a friendly wave and just continue on.
Okay. You see, like, a tiny hand wave back in one window before it's pulled away.
Aw.
Trust kids to wave back, even when hideous alligator creatures are waving at them. All right. So you get to the far side of the town, and there appears to be what should be a path leading further into the swamp, but it is relatively overgrown. A lot of thorn bushes, again, that, like, you can see the path. It goes right underneath the thorn bushes, but the thorn bushes are there.
I cast prestidigitation on the path.
It is now a very clean path.
Oh.
Still covered in thorn bushes, but the thorn bushes are sparkling clean. They have a fresh bit of wax.
Okay.
Well, probably time to bushwhack our way through it, but I think the closest thing we have to a machete is Gox's battle axe.
Yeah, I can do that.
And spiritual weapons. We can find out if thorns will blend.
You want to do that first, or you want me to cut him down?
Or someone could cast a fireball.
Let's not do that one. But, yeah, sure. I can cast a low-level spiritual weapon and start slicing through some thorns.
Archangel Beth is saying that you should have gotten goods to eat the thorns.
We should have.
Oh, wow.
You missed it up. Okay, everyone turn the card around. Let's go back to De Perfecta.
Yep. We need, like, a bag of goats magical item.
Kind of had that in the other campaign.
Yeah, bag of tricks. You had a 1 in 8 chance, I think, of pulling a goat out.
Yep.
Or really useful creatures like bears. But you could also get, like, a rat.
Right. Well, the goat was really useful because it became Meepo's mount, so.
Weasel. For, like, first or second edition, I think there was an actual magical item published where you just had a random chance of pulling a chicken out of it.
In the other campaign for the first season of it, we did have a portable hole that every time someone opened it up, there was a chicken inside of it.
Yes.
A live chicken.
And it was grumpy.
Yes, which according to game mechanics should not have been a thing.
Right. But there's a reason for that.
Ah, yes, the rust bag of tricks, which contains not only a goat, but a giant goat.
Yes.
To clarify, both of them. It has a goat and also a giant
and
goat.
And also a giant goat. Okay.
But not a stoat.
Not a stoat.
Which is a shame, because stoats are adorable. I mean, look at that thing. It just sort of flows like water.
Mm-hmm. It's a ferret.
And then gets a belly rub, which is good.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to attack the thorn bush. Give me an attack roll.
Yeah.
Will it blend?
Okay, a 13.
What's the AC of a thorn bush?
Well, it has natural armor.
Can confirm, actually.
Okay.
I was doing gardening this past weekend for my mother, and yes, I can also confirm. Doesn't fare well against a wood chipper, but few things do.
No, no. Yeah, I've got a backyard full of wild rose, and before I move out, I'm going to have to rent a bush hog.
All right, so a 13, you take a swing, and the axe goes in, and it hits the thorns and rebounds.
Oh, this was my spiritual weapon.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Gox, because Gox usually is the one that charges in.
Right. Well,
okay.
He waited.
So your spiritual weapon hits the thorns, but they're kind of springy, and they absorb the blow.
Gox, I think we need your battle axe after all.
Okay. Should I rage first? Should I rage against the thorns?
I don't think that'll be necessary, but be ready in case they start attacking back.
They turn out to be a mimic.
Oh, no. Okay, so...
My last group, the one kill we had was by vines, so...
Oh, wow. Okay, good to know.
It's not like it's
all right,
a gazebo.
So I'm gonna... All right, I'm rolling a dice. I've got a 20 on the dice.
Natural 20. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Natural
the
20.
Axe goes right through the thorns. They are cleaved in twain. And your axe embeds itself in the path.
Oops. All right, so I'm like trying to pry the pulling on the handle and trying to pull the thing out of the path.
You pull it right out. It's just dirt.
Okay. Well, that works.
Obviously adding flavor to it.
That's cool.
because thorns
but he's had situations like it got, you know, he had an axe get stuck on a what turned out to be a mimic in the past, so yeah.
Maybe the thing we did. So as
you said it went right through like it was ghost thorns or something.
Oh no, like
a knife through butter, not like a knife through a hologram.
Correct.
Okay.
Knife through butter. If the butter was made of thorns. Do not put that kind of butter on your popcorn. It's a bad experience for everyone involved.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Okay. So that worked. We have a path.
Well, you have more of a path.
Of a path.
That one strike is not going to clear everything, but you've made significant gains, and chances are this path is, like, the thorns aren't magical, possibly, or less likely to be, because you are able to cut through them. But as you do this, you hear a voice behind you say, "And just what do you think you're doing?"
We're clearing a path so we can leave.
And that's where we're going to end it.
Okay.
All right. We've been joined by a bunch of awesome people, including but not limited to Ellie, Jen, and Cindy. Who wants to plug stuff?
EO's mom has books and writing at elizabeth-mccoy.com. Chris does a podcast at azerothctc.com. And I have a social media website at elekk.xyz. Mention Cogwheel Gaming to get 10% off the price of admission.
It's free.
But 10% off of free is still free.
This is also true.
Mm-hmm.
We also have sorry.
Go ahead.
You go first.
Okay. My website is Book of Gen at bookofgen.net. It's got a lot of Diablo stuff towards the top of it, a couple of podcasts, and a bunch of other things. And whenever I get a chance, I put more stuff up there. So right now, I think the most recent thing is a blog about my progress through season 17 of Diablo 3. If you're into that, you can check it out. If not, there's other stuff at bookofgen.net.
All right. And also, we have a Patreon to help keep the lights on. It's patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. I specifically told my friends that they should not be contributing to it. And lo and behold, four of them did anyway, because I'm not the boss of them. And oh well. But if you want to be cool, like the cool people who are helping out, like Alice and Eric and Ellie and Chris, then you too can, you know, give us money to help pay server costs and stuff like that. And maybe have stuff professionally written to put on the website, which might be something that's happening. So again, that's patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. Well, until next time, have fun.
Bye.
Bye.